This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. This should be good. All right, actually, this should be really good. Let me welcome in right now. You saw him on television last night. He stole the whole show. NBA Finals, Pacers in Oklahoma City. The Pacers force a game 7. It'll be in Oklahoma City. On Sunday, let me welcome in right now Tim McConnell. Hi, Timbo. How are you?
Colin, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not as good as you. First of all, somebody unearthed today a video of you ripping off Joe Lafco's hand pretty much whenever you went to shake it when Waynesburg was playing Westminster in like 1980-something. Do you remember this?
I do remember. It was 1986. It was a District 18 championship. Waynesburg played Westminster. And we won the game 59-49 to go to Kansas City for the NAIA championship.
And they announced you as 5'7.5". I think they sold you short. You're at least 5'10". On top of that, though, it showed you all fiery, and it showed you going nuts like you couldn't wait away tip-off. And I do think it parlays into what's going on now. People ask where TJ gets it from. If you watch old tapes of you, I think that there are a lot of similarities there.
You know, when I see him playing on the floor and sometimes when, you know, he's getting the crowd fired up and he's making some gestures, I reflect back and say, you know, I remember those days. And there are definitely some similarities.
Tim McConnell joining right now, KDK. Tim, tell me about this ride that you've been able to go on with both your son and your daughter. And I know last night it was like I could see it as you were going through. You're talking Isaiah Thomas. You're floating on cloud nine. Like, have your feet hit the ground?
They have not. I mean, this has been an unbelievable ride, and it's something that I don't want to end. I mean, my son is in the NBA Finals, and they're playing until the last possible day of the NBA season. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure that I thought that this was going to happen this year. I knew they were good, but I didn't know if they could be this good to make it all this way to the finals.
Now, I have some friends who live in Indy, and I was texting with them this morning, some guys I went to college with, and they said, I don't think you understand how crazy people are for TJ out here. Like, people all wear his jersey. Whenever he gets put in the game, it's louder than the five starters. Talk about how that town has embraced him.
That town has embraced my son with open arms. You know, it's surreal. I'm walking through the arena, you know, for all the playoff games and the regular season games, and you just see so many people wearing TJ McConnell's jersey, you know, and with my sisters and Susie and Kathy are saying, can you believe that's your son? They have your son's jersey on. And it just makes you take a step back and think, you know, how blessed we are and how good basketball has been to us. And last night, you know, he comes into the game and makes a play and the whole arena, 17,000 people are chanting, TJ, TJ. It just gave me chills and brought tears to my eyes. It was just so special.
Do you think about how pretty much all of you, now, granted you had ability, but every single one of you, whether it was you, it was Kathy, it was Tommy, it was Susie, it's TJ now, you had to fight, or Megan, you had to fight tooth and nail and just work harder than people. That's been what's vein through all of you. Nobody walked out and was 6'8 and just showed up at the gym.
You know what, Colin, that's one thing that, you know.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We talk about all the time is, you know, when you work hard, good things are going to happen. And that's our motto. I mean, we got to outwork people. We didn't have the size. You know, we weren't the most athletic. You know, I was 5'7" and a half, but there was nobody going to out-hustle me, nobody going to out-hustle TJ. And, you know, when Maddie played at Robert Morris, he's a 1,000-point scorer, 500-rebounder guy. He just worked hard. And Megan, and that was our motto. When you work hard, good things are going to happen to you.
Now, I know these guys obviously make a ton of money. They walk in and they're filmed walking in to see what kind of clothes they have on and everything else. But when the ball is thrown up and you're at these NBA games, whether it's a regular season game or like now in the finals, is it just basketball or is it a lot different?
Well, being in the NBA finals is a lot different. There's so much on the line. I mean, this is something that, I mean, if this comes true, will be a lifetime dream that I could never top. I don't think I could ever top. If my son wins the NBA championship with his team on Sunday, I'm not sure there's anything in this world that could top that for me right now that I can think of, because, I mean, this is the biggest stage. This is the Super Bowl. This is the World Series. I mean, this is the Stanley Cup. And my son's a part of the NBA championship. It's just so special.
How is, just a couple more things, how is travel and how is logistics and how is all that? Does a team take care of that? Do you have to, do they take care of the families? How does that all work? I think people see you appear at these games. They wonder how all that happens.
You know, going to OKC the first round for the two games, the Pacers took two family planes and we drove to Indy and got on the plane and stayed at the Omni where the players were, and we were treated like kings. I mean, the first-class organization of the Pacers was unreal. Then this last game, a friend of ours, Jared Kramer, and his brother Scott, invited us on a private jet. So we flew on a private jet yesterday and flew back home this morning, and they offered to take us again to OKC on Sunday. So there's eight of us getting on a private jet Sunday at noon and coming back Monday morning. But my wife and my daughter are driving to Indy on Sunday, and they're going to get on the family plane for the Pacers. So the Pacers have been great. My friends have been great. And it's just been an unbelievable experience that is going to live with me forever.
Last thing for you, people saw it in the paper and people saw the obituary. You recently lost your mom and then they saw your dad at the game in Indy. How is he taking it? And how is everybody sort of kind of bonded together through the loss of your mom, but also rallied around basketball as they seemingly have their whole life and around TJ and what he's doing now?
Ooh, you're going to make me cry here, but we lost our mother about a month ago, and that's the one thing I said to my sister. I said to my brother, I said, boy, I wish mom was here because she would be so proud. I mean, she was so proud of her grandkids. But, you know, my dad was going through a tough time. We took him to a game, and TJ played great. They treated him like a king. And, you know, I didn't see him smile for a couple weeks. And when I saw him smiling at game three and the way TJ played, it was just a special moment for me and my family.
Man, incredible stuff. Sunday, Pacers in Oklahoma City. Tim McConnell will be there. His son TJ sort of carrying the mantle for all of Western Pennsylvania. Definitely the McConnell family. Tim, I appreciate you taking time. I know you're super, super busy. We'll talk soon, man.
Colin, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. There he is. What a story. First family of basketball. There's no two ways about it. And you watch and you see, even if you're not a big, big NBA fan or basketball fan, you see what TJ McConnell's doing right now. And it feels like everybody is rooting for him. I mean, I'm there last night screaming at the television. You have the whole gym when they play in Indiana just screaming for the kid. You have every underdog in the world. and he's their favorite player. You have LeBron James talking about how he changes the course of games. It's just it's a fantastic story. And man, hope they win one more coming up on Sunday.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.